Kieran. Our son Michael and his fiancee Sarah. Our daughter Audrey, far away, and our daughter
Charlotte.
I could not be here without them. And I'm deeply grateful to the American people for placing their confidence in this team and giving us this opportunity to serve.
I'll be quiet until I'm out of the room now. I'll start making noises. Right now, I better hold on.
So let me say, it is my high honor and distinct privilege to introduce to you the President-elect of the United States of America.
Heavyweight champion, president of the world. Go, USA.
Yep, you just heard my older brother going crazy. Not going crazy, I feel like I'm going crazy. He's where they're cheering these misogynist douchebags. He beats me repeatedly. He threatens the family. He behaves violently. Here I am. He beats me repeatedly. I have psoriasis all over my body, which is going to kill me through stress from being around him. He's homophobic and genderphobic, or queerphobic in general. I came out as transgender 5 years ago. Three and a half years ago, he moved home. So it was shortly after. And he started beating me in front of my parents. My sister lives in a house across the street and does nothing about it. And she comes over to this house and is on really good terms with him. And she is on bad terms with me. She blocked me on Facebook for posting on Facebook while I was having a panic attack, and they were ugly words to her. I didn't tag her in the post. Not that I remember. I just posted my panic attack while I was having very fast heart rate. From psoriasis all over my body, itching and burning, it feels like fire ants crawling over my body from the stress while he's going nuts. And he's down there right now doing, a heavyweight champion of the world. The guy is insane. He's unstable. He's enabled by the entire family. None of them support any of my issues. They don't believe that I'm physically disabled. Psoriasis, it's a physical disability. I mean, right now they're just cheering him on down there. I've had to live around this for 3.5 years since he moved home. It was bad enough from my parents. My parents emotionally abused me for a decade because I've had psoriasis since I was 17, which I got it from them. Genetically, I got it from my mom. But then when I had it, she started going from pretty verbally abusive toward me my whole life to being really verbally abusive toward me the whole time for the past decade. More than that now. In the past 3.5 years, he's been beating me and shouting at them, and they don't shout at him. Well, they do when he starts shouting at them, but they enable him, and they're very just passive-aggressive. They're passive about everything. They get passive-aggressive towards him, but they're mostly passive towards him, and they're very aggressive towards me. My dad is passive-aggressive toward me. My mom is very aggressive toward me because she doesn't like gay people, she doesn't like queer people, she doesn't like transgender, she doesn't believe transgender is a thing. You bring up hermaphrodites to her and she's just like, well, it's just a mistake of God or something like that. I don't know what her rationality is. It's just, she doesn't like the subject. She thinks it's an uncomfortable thing and it's a shame for them to have to be that way in her eyes. And a lot of my older brother's attitudes definitely seem to be coming from her bigotry. My dad is just an outright enabler. He He's just enabling everything. They're all pitiful to me. Because I've almost died in these last 3.5 years. I've almost physically died from psoriasis combined with his, like, my older brother's insane behavior. Insane violent behavior. He's over twice my size. I mean, they're just down there cheering right now. It's awful. That's my older brother clapping a lot down there. He's cheering it on. He's been talking negatively about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton all year, probably longer than that now. And he calls them traitors and all these crazy things. While it's not even while there's politics on TV, it's while there's sports on TV. He'll watch a football game and say those things. He's terrible. He's a violent person. He beats me. That's all psoriasis on my floor, by the way. That's all skin. That's dead skin. This is psoriasis. That's all psoriasis. That's skin that I develop at such. This dead skin cells that turn to ash. Turns to ash and crumbles off my skin, off my body. That's psoriasis. That's everywhere in this room because I can't. I don't have the patience to clean up all this stuff all the time, and it's been doing this since I was 17. This is psoriasis all over my floor. I mean, this is terrible. I felt shame to talk about it for years, and it's crazy. It was bad enough just living with my parents, but when my older brother moved home, he started physically assaulting me. He shoved a rifle in my face one time. And then he just stopped talking to me altogether. I don't know why the man has so many emotional issues. I don't understand the man. He's got serious alpha male problems. I mean, look how skinny I am. His arm is like at least twice my size. It's ridiculous. It's a terrible person. So freaking tired of these assholes being so terrible toward me and my family. I have to get away from these assholes. No one in Dayton is looking out for me. This whole town. I'm tired of it, man. Whoever's even watching this. Tired of this. Tired of this. Just too many Republicans in Ohio. I have to get out of this stupid state.